KMUW's You're Spelling It Wrong is a spelling bee for grown-ups, and it puts the fun in fundraiser. There's pizza, drinks, smart alecky judges, and some really talented spellers, and lots of fun. It's Friday, August 28th at the Mint Event Venue. Tickets are now on sale. Sign up to compete or just watch the show live. Find out more at KMUW.org. Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Rural hospitals in Kansas will use federal money to help them transform and expand access to health care. Some are using the money to create new services, such as mobile maternal health clinics.
All of the counties that we're serving don't have labor and delivery departments. So again, it's not competitive towards what's already down there. It's a way, in essence, to collaborate. And prenatal care is so important.
We'll hear more about what hospitals are doing with the money after the news. The Youth Baseball League, League 42, says it's changing its policies after dismissing a volunteer coach who's a registered sex offender. Officials with the league say the change was prompted by an altercation between two coaches after a recent game. League 42 Executive Director Bob Lutz apologized on social media for allowing the person to coach.
I want to reassure people that League 42 is a safe place, but I understand there are those who would dispute that. I am sorry for what I have done, that it has caused harm, and I vow to do better.
In a letter to parents, the organization says the updated policy will prohibit registered offenders from volunteering. It also says a third party will be in charge of processing background checks on all coaches. A new event aims to help military veterans escape the loud noises and bright flashes of July 4th fireworks, KMUW's Anavi Prakash reports.
Mission Underground is a collaboration between Underground Salt Museum Stratica and Passageways, an organization that helps homeless veterans. Attendees will be about 650 feet underground in the mine overnight on July 4th. Passageways co-founder Jennifer Garrison says the event will offer a comfortable space for veterans.
We've even got earplugs in case they need them, because we have PlayStations and Xboxes and all kinds of things going on down there, and eye masks, just whatever we can do to help them be comfortable that whole night and actually sleep.
Garrison says she isn't aware of any other resources available to veterans during fireworks season. For KMUW News, I'm Anavi Prakash.
Record numbers of Americans are expected to travel for the July 4th holiday this year, despite rising costs. Projections from AAA estimate more than 72 million Americans will travel more than 50 miles from home between June 27th and July 5th. More than 61 million people are expected to travel by car for the holiday, with another 11 million taking flights, cruises, and other modes of transportation. Prices are up across the board this year, with cruises and hotels seeing at least 25% increases from last year. Throughout the World Cup tournament, businesses in Lawrence are finding ways to welcome and connect with Algerian visitors through food. Salisa Kalakal visited one Middle Eastern restaurant there to see how.
Inside Lebanese Flower Cafe, Camille Taleb is enjoying a mezza platter with pita, hummus, and vegetables. Before that was an Algerian dish with chicken and olives. The restaurant's been offering special Algerian dishes throughout the tournament. It's not what Taleb and his family expected when they arrived in Lawrence from Montreal.
We were expecting to eat McDonald's. We feel like home here, and the people here are really nice.
Other Lawrence restaurants and bars have removed some pork and liquor offerings from their menu to accommodate Algerian and halal visitors. I'm Salisa Kolakol.
And the Algerian team plays its next match against Switzerland on Thursday in Vancouver, Canada. A grain often used for livestock feed or ethanol is being developed into a muffin recipe for Kansas schools. As KMUW's Roger Nomer reports, adding a little chocolate or apple could put sorghum muffins on the menu.
Kansas produces half of the sorghum used in the United States, but it's not often eaten by people in the U.S. The state's Department of Education wants to use the grain for child nutrition programs. They partnered with Kansas State University students to develop a healthy muffin mix for school breakfast. Bakery science students focused on improving the sorghum muffin's texture and taste. Elisa Karkel teaches food and grain science at K-State. She says her students approved of the recipe.
A lot of them said that it's a good muffin. You would never think it's gluten-free or that it was meant to be healthy.
Their recipe is now waiting for final approval before distribution to Kansas schools. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Ascension Via Christi is hiring replacement nurses ahead of a one-day strike next week. National Nurses United has called for a strike on Monday at St. Joseph and St. Francis hospitals in Wichita. It's not known how many nurses will participate. Ascension says both hospitals will remain open during the strike. Replacement nurses will be hired for a minimum of 4 days. Union officials say hospital leaders are not addressing concerns about patient safety and workplace violence. Contract negotiations have been going on since March. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced Monday that it has awarded a contract to revamp U.S. Highway 77 in Cowley County. The nearly $68 million project will replace 9 miles of concrete. It will run from the Walnut River Bridge on the south side of Winfield to the U.S. 77 Summit Street Junction on the north side of Arkansas City. The project will include realigning the highway just south of Strother Field and redecking a bridge over the BNSF railroad line. Wichita's Pearson Construction is the primary contractor. Former Wichita State University men's basketball player Landry Shamet will reportedly sign a 4-year contract with the New York Knicks. ESPN says Shamet intends to sign a $24 million contract, which would double his yearly earnings compared to this past season. Earlier this month, Shamet became the 5th Shocker to win an NBA title after his Knicks defeated the San Antonio Spurs in the finals. Shamet was selected 26th overall in the 2018 NBA draft. The Kansas City native played for 3 seasons at Wichita State, leading the team twice to the NCAA tournament. The Red Cross is holding a 12-hour blood drive on Thursday to shore up the blood supply during the summer season. The Red, White, and You blood drive is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday at the Red Cross building at 707 North Main Street in Wichita. Donors get breakfast, lunch, or dinner in the canteen area before or after their donation appointment. Officials say scheduled donations account for 90% of all blood donations, and those drop sharply over the summer. More information is at redcrossblood.org. We'll be back after this.
This week on Into Music, Melanie Radford of Built to Spill discusses how she knew that bass was her instrument.
I never felt the need to play any other instrument because I kind of just felt like the bass could do anything. And I still feel that way.
That's Into Music, this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Money from the federal Rural Health Transformation Program is flowing into Kansas. The funding is partially intended to offset cuts to Medicaid, and the first group of grantees were recently announced. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service spoke with editor Stephen Caranda about the purpose of the fund and how rural hospitals in Kansas are using it.
Well, Beck, before we dig into how Kansas health organizations are using the money, what is this Rural Health Transformation Program?
Yeah, so it was created by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or HR1, that President Trump signed into law last summer. And it's a pretty big chunk of money, $50 billion spread over 5 years. The goal is to transform rural health and expand access. So think innovative technology like AI and telehealth software, or a hospital adding new services or equipment. Half of the fund is distributed equally to all 50 states, and the other half is distributed at the Fed's discretion based on factors like how rural a state is.
How much total did Kansas receive in this first round of funding?
Kansas was awarded $221 million for the first year, but there are a lot of different components of the program. So almost $80 million was awarded to 39 organizations across Kansas to start. Applications are still open for other parts of the program.
I know you've been talking to hospitals that received money in this first round of funding. What are the types of things they are doing with the money?
Yeah, I spoke to 4 hospitals. So Children's Mercy in Kansas City is partnering with multiple clinics across Kansas to implement an AI-driven technology to screen kids at risk of developing certain chronic illnesses like type 1 diabetes and asthma. The goal is to prevent those or catch them before they start. And then they'll also provide telehealth services to rural kids with chronic illness. And then Advent Health Ottawa is using the funds to create a telehealth specialty and maternal care network, which includes mobile maternal health clinics. They're working with health departments and a hospital on this.
This is something I had never heard of before. Why do they need these mobile maternal health units?
So Ottawa is surrounded by counties with limited access to obstetric care, which means people have to drive a long ways to get it. And the hospital itself had to temporarily close its labor and delivery unit in 2023, which reopened last year. Brendan Johnson, Advent Health Ottawa's CEO, says the mobile clinics will be stationed at health departments and offer prenatal care. Then women will deliver their babies in Ottawa.
All of the counties that we're serving don't have labor and delivery departments. So again, it's not competitive towards what's already down there. It's a way, in essence, to collaborate.
Currently, some women go without prenatal care because it's too far of a drive.
What about the other hospitals you spoke to? What are the types of projects they are planning?
So Greeley County Health Services, which is a small health system in western Kansas, will establish a microbiology lab to improve access to diagnostics. And then they'll also work with four other hospitals and establish a specialty care network and share services and equipment. They're still figuring out what services they'll offer. Then Hutchinson Regional Medical Center is working on providing more inpatient psychiatric care and starting a psychiatry residency with the University of Kansas.
This is a really interesting variety of projects that everyone is planning. But aren't many of these rural hospitals just struggling to keep their doors open?
Yeah, that's a common complaint for sure. So the same bill that established this funding will also cut billions of dollars in Medicaid, and experts say this will hurt hospitals. Trice Watts, the CEO for Greeley County Health Services, says he's grateful for the money, but...
The reality is no one's just flush with cash and resources and staff to pull all this off immediately. And so to transform care delivery, right, rural transformation is kind of a stretch in my opinion.
Trice and others I spoke with said more systems change needs to happen on both federal and state levels to protect rural hospitals.
That was Kansas News Service reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga talking with editor Stephen Caranda about how Kansas is using the Rural Health Transformation Fund. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. There's more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.